Kevin O'Leary net worth, Mr. Wonderful's business acumen, and Shark Tank fame. Kevin O'Leary, amusingly dubbed Mr. Wonderful from his role on the hit TV show Shark Tank, is a prominent figure in the world of startup funding and economic commentary. Selected as one of the original investors on the show, O'Leary's track record speaks volumes about his prowess in the business world. Today, let's join CoinKu to discover Kevin O'Leary net worth through this article. Who is Kevin O'Leary? Full name: Terrence Thomas. Kevin O'Leary, age 70, born on July 9, 1954, nationality American, residence Montreal, Canada, net worth $400 million, education Ivy Business School, University of Waterloo, Nepean High School, Western University, source of wealth, investment, SoftKey, The Learning Company, Set, StorageNow. Canadian businessman and television personality Kevin O'Leary, often dubbed Mr. Wonderful or Maple Man, boasts a multifaceted career spanning entrepreneurship, investing, journalism, and television. Renowned for his sharp wit and financial acumen, O'Leary's journey to success predates his iconic role on the hit TV show Shark Tank, which premiered in 2009. With roots dating back to the 1980s, O'Leary has been a stalwart figure in the business world, demonstrating a knack for innovation and strategic investment. His entrepreneurial endeavors commenced with the establishment of SoftKey, a pioneering educational software company, in collaboration with his business partners in a Toronto basement. O'Leary's ascent to prominence accelerated through his involvement as a venture capitalist on Shark Tank, where he evaluates and funds burgeoning startups. His tenure on the show's panel of judges since its inception has solidified his reputation as a shrewd investor with an eye for promising ventures. Beyond his television ventures, O'Leary has earned acclaim as an economic news pundit, offering insightful commentary on market trends and financial strategies. Early life and education. Terrence Thomas, Kevin O'Leary, a prominent figure in the business and investing world, was born in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, on July 9, 1954. His diverse heritage includes a mother of Lebanese descent and a father of Irish descent. Notably, O'Leary holds an Irish passport and citizenship due to his paternal lineage. O'Leary's childhood was marked by significant transitions, including his parents' divorce and his father's subsequent passing. Following these events, his mother, a skilled investor herself, remarried economist Gorge Kanawati, whose work with the UN's International Labour Organization led the family to live in various countries worldwide. O'Leary's upbringing involved residing in places such as Cambodia, Tunisia, and Cyprus, providing him with a unique global perspective. His mother imparted valuable financial lessons, notably emphasizing the importance of saving one-third of his income. Initially drawn to a career in photography, O'Leary pivoted on the advice of his stepfather, who encouraged him to pursue higher education. This redirection led him to attend the University of Waterloo, where he obtained a bachelor's degree in 1977. Building upon his burgeoning interest in business and investing, O'Leary furthered his education by earning an MBA from the prestigious Ivy Business School at the University of Western Ontario in 1980. Read more: Jack Mallers' net worth, Strike founder with an optimistic vision for Bitcoin, a case study. Building a business empire from SoftKey to beyond, special event television, Set. Kevin O'Leary attributes much of his success to his diverse career experiences, which began while he was pursuing his MBA. During his studies, O'Leary undertook an internship at Nabisco and served as an assistant brand manager for the company's feline-focused products. Reflecting on this period, he acknowledges the invaluable skills he gained, which laid the foundation for his future endeavors. Following his stint at Nabisco, O'Leary ventured into television production, co-founding Special Event Television, Set, alongside two former MBA colleagues, Scott McKenzie and Dave Toms. This independent production company ventured into the realm of sports entertainment, creating popular shows such as Hockey Legends and Don Cherry's Grapevine. The company experienced moderate success, providing O'Leary with invaluable experience in the entertainment industry. However, O'Leary's entrepreneurial spirit led him to explore new avenues, and he eventually divested his interest in SET to pursue opportunities in the software sector. One of his partners acquired his share in the entertainment venture for $25,000, marking a transition towards his next chapter in business. Read more, David Sacks Net Worth 2024, Leading Technology Entrepreneur, a Case Study. SoftKey, the Learning Company. In 1986, Kevin O'Leary, along with partners John Freeman and Gary Babcock, founded SoftKey, utilizing proceeds from the sale of his SET share and a $10,000 investment loan from his mother. Operating out of a Toronto basement, the company embarked on a journey that would thrust O'Leary into the upper echelons of the business world. Initially focused on developing and distributing CD-ROM-based software for Windows and Macintosh computers, SoftKey swiftly gained traction in the market. By 1993, through a series of mergers and acquisitions, it had emerged as a major player in the educational software sector. Notable acquisitions included WordStar and Spinnaker Software, consolidating its position as a leading provider of educational software products. Kevin O'Leary Net Worth, O'Leary and SoftKey Business Partners. However, it was the acquisition of the Learning Company, TLC, in 1995 that marked a significant milestone for SoftKey. The deal, valued at $606 million, led to the adoption of the TLC name by SoftKey. Under the TLC banner, the company expanded its portfolio and market reach, solidifying its position as a powerhouse in the educational software industry. Yet, the journey was not without its challenges. In 1999, Mattel acquired the Learning Company for a staggering $4.2 billion. However, shortly thereafter, Mattel experienced a decline in sales and earnings. Kevin O'Leary, who had joined Mattel following the acquisition, departed from the company amid the downturn. Subsequently, Mattel executives and O'Leary faced legal action from shareholders who accused them of misleading investors about the health of the Learning Company. O'Leary vehemently denied the allegations, attributing the failure of the acquisition to broader industry factors, such as the technology meltdown and clashes in management culture between the two companies. Read more, Robert Kiyosaki Net Worth 2024, The Making of a Money Guru, a Case Study. StorageNow. In 2003, O'Leary, along with co-investors, injected $500,000 into StorageNow Holdings, a company specializing in climate-controlled storage facilities. Over time, this initial investment blossomed into a staggering $4.5 million in capital gains when StorageNow was acquired by competitor InStorage. O'Leary's involvement with StorageNow didn't stop at mere investment. He also took on a directorial role within the company, contributing to its strategic direction and growth trajectory. Through a combination of strategic development projects and acquisitions, StorageNow emerged as a formidable player in Canada's storage services sector, eventually securing its position as the country's third largest owner and operator of storage facilities. With facilities spanning 11 cities, StorageNow caters to a diverse clientele, including major corporations like Merck and Pfizer. Its reputation for providing high-quality, climate-controlled storage solutions solidified its standing in the market. In March 2007, StorageNow made headlines once again when it was acquired for a significant sum of $110 million. Read more, Martha Stewart Net Worth. From Homemaker to Business Mogul, a Case Study. Shark Tank Success, Making Deals and Building Brands. Kevin O'Leary carved a unique path to fame and success. While his journey is marked by various ventures and accomplishments, it's his role as a television persona that has truly propelled him into the spotlight. In the mid-2000s, O'Leary began his ascent to prominence with appearances on popular television shows like Dragon's Den, Shark Tank, and the Lang and O'Leary Exchange. These platforms not only showcased his business acumen, but also established him as a blunt and sometimes controversial investor. His television career kicked off in 2006 when he joined the CBC show Dragon's Den as one of the venture capitalists. Known for his straightforward approach, O'Leary quickly gained a reputation as a no-nonsense investor, a persona that was further honed by the show's producers. Kevin O'Leary Net Worth, Dragon's Den TV Show. In 2009, O'Leary expanded his reach by joining the American version of Dragon's Den, known as Shark Tank. His sharp critiques and memorable catchphrase, "You're dead to me," earned him the nickname Mr. Wonderful. Through his investment company, Something Wonderful, he made notable deals on the show, including investments in companies like Talbot Teas and Groovebook. Aside from his television appearances, O'Leary delved into other media ventures, co-hosting shows like Discovery Channel's Discovery Project Earth and the Lang and O'Leary Exchange with journalist Amanda Lang. In 2012, he ventured into reality TV with his own show, Redemption Inc., where he aimed to assist ex-convicts in starting businesses. One of O'Leary's defining moments came with the release of his book series, starting with Cold Hard Truth, on business, money, and life in 2011, followed by two sequels. These books offered insights into business and finance, further solidifying his reputation as a savvy entrepreneur. O'Leary's television persona, characterized by his blunt feedback and sharp business instincts, has not only boosted his fame, but also contributed to his wealth. His on-screen presence has helped him build a strong personal brand, enhancing his net worth and solidifying his status as a household name in both business and entertainment. Read more Akon Net Worth, How Rich Is He? Updated 2024. Estimating Kevin O'Leary Net Worth. Kevin O'Leary net worth was estimated at $400 million, found himself among a cohort of celebrities endorsing the crypto exchange FTX, despite his previous skepticism towards cryptocurrency. O'Leary's involvement in promoting FTX stands in contrast to his earlier stance as a vocal critic of digital currencies. Kevin O'Leary net worth. O'Leary once supported FTX, but turned to criticize FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried after his empire collapsed. After the success of the SoftKey sale, Kevin O'Leary's entrepreneurial spirit continued to drive him forward. Rather than resting on his laurels, he embarked on a journey of diversification, expanding his investments across a spectrum of industries. From storage to entertainment and even fine wines, O'Leary explores opportunities that promise growth and profitability. His investment company, O'Leary Funds, played a pivotal role in this diversification strategy, serving as a vehicle for managing his expanding portfolio. Through strategic allocation of resources and astute market analysis, O'Leary demonstrated his prowess as a financial savant. By spreading his investments across various industries, Kevin O'Leary net worth not only increased, but also showcased his deep understanding of market dynamics. Kevin O'Leary net worth. Wine extraction is one of O'Leary's businesses. O'Leary's philanthropy and personal life. Married to Linda since 1990, save for a brief separation in 2011, O'Leary's personal life reflects a steadfast devotion to family values. Linda, serving as the vice president of marketing for O'Leary Wines, stands as a pillar of support in his life. Together, they nurture a family of four, emphasizing the importance of kinship in O'Leary's narrative. While O'Leary's professional endeavors often draw the limelight, his residential footprint spans continents. Toronto hosts his primary residence, complemented by a serene cottage nestled in Muskoka, Ontario. Yet O'Leary's global reach extends further, with properties anchoring him in Boston and Geneva, Switzerland. Notably, his decision to obtain UAE citizenship underscores his strategic approach to international investments, fostering partnerships with Emiratis, htb.com/watch, GB58BO hook. Beyond boardrooms and investment pitches, O'Leary champions philanthropic causes close to his heart. His involvement spans diverse sectors, with a particular focus on education, environmental conservation, and empowering budding entrepreneurs. This philanthropic drive unveils a dimension of O'Leary often overshadowed by his television persona, emphasizing his commitment to leaving a positive impact on the world. Read more. Ripple co-founder Chris Larson net worth, career, personal life, update 2024. Beyond the money, O'Leary's influence and legacy. In the realm of modern business, few names shine as brightly as Kevin O'Leary's. Renowned for his astute investment strategies and captivating public persona, O'Leary's influence shows no signs of fading. Kevin O'Leary net worth serves as a testament to his unparalleled business acumen and branding finesse. Beyond mere financial success, O'Leary's journey embodies the power of personal branding and strategic thinking in today's ever-evolving business landscape. From his humble beginnings as a young entrepreneur to his current status as a celebrated business magnate and television personality, his trajectory inspires ambition and underscores the importance of adaptability in navigating market shifts. Conclusion: Kevin O'Leary's net worth is no mystery. It's the culmination of savvy investment tactics, a diversified portfolio, and adept leveraging of his personal brand. In the intricate tapestry of O'Leary's wealth lies a blend of pragmatism and assertiveness, traits honed through years of navigating the competitive landscape of entrepreneurship. Recognized as the straight-talking mogul from television's Shark Tank, his name carries weight in both consumer and investor circles. This brand recognition opens doors to lucrative partnerships and investment opportunities, enhancing O'Leary's wealth-building capabilities. FAQs. 1. Who is the richest person on Shark Tank? According to Forbes, the richest shark from the TV show Shark Tank is Mark Cuban, who has a net worth of $5.1 billion. 2. Is O'Leary a billionaire? Kevin O'Leary is definitely a billionaire. His wealth comes mainly from his investments, business ventures, and various entrepreneurial activities. O'Leary is known for his sharp business acumen and has built a significant fortune over the years. 3. What companies does Kevin O'Leary own? Some of the companies he has invested in or owns include O'Leary Fine Wines. O'Leary has a wine business where he sells a variety of wines under his own label. O'Leary Ventures. This is O'Leary's investment company through which he makes investments in startups and other businesses. O'Leary Funds. O'Leary is also involved in the financial sector and has launched investment funds. O'Leary Mortgages. O'Leary has ventured into the mortgage business as well. O'Leary Publishing. O'Leary has authored books and has his own publishing company. O'Leary Financial Group. This encompasses various financial services and investment management businesses. 4. What is Kevin O'Leary's biggest business? Kevin O'Leary's biggest business in terms of visibility and public recognition is likely his role as an investor and personality on the television show Shark Tank. On the show, O'Leary evaluates pitches from entrepreneurs and potentially invests his own money in their businesses in exchange for equity. Outside of his television appearances, O'Leary has various business interests, including investments in a diverse range of companies through his investment firm, O'Leary Ventures. He has also been involved in businesses related to finance, wine, publishing, and more. It's challenging to pinpoint a single biggest business for O'Leary, as his investments and ventures span multiple industries and sectors. 5. What was Kevin O'Leary's best deal? One deal often cited as successful for O'Leary is his investment in the company Wicked Good Cupcakes during the fourth season of Shark Tank. O'Leary offered $75,000 for royalties instead of equity, which allowed the entrepreneurs to maintain ownership of their businesses. The deal has reportedly yielded significant returns for O'Leary, making it one of his notable successes on the show. Disclaimer: the information on this website is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. We encourage you to do your own research before investing.